Menominee Chairman Craig Korn called their presentation a pathway to yes for the governor. The plan is to open a more than $800 million casino and entertainment complex in Kenosha. Korn says he's happy to answer any questions the governor may have over the next few days.
We believe and we're very excited that we've met the governor's criteria, and we wait to hear back from him and start the process to move forward to build this casino.
Walker has said he'd only approve the project if there was no net increase in gaming in the state and if all of the tribes in Wisconsin signed off. That last requirement has proved problematic because the Ho-Chunk and Forest County Potawatomi oppose the Menominee's plans. Both operate casinos in the state. However, Korn says the tribes have agreed with the Menominee's plans because of gaming compacts they've signed with the state. Those agreements address what happens if a new casino causes others to lose money. To gain approval, Korn says the Menominee proposed paying more of their net winnings to the state for 2 to 5 years to make up for the possible financial impact on the other tribes. Hard Rock International CEO Jim Allen says he sees the plan as more than a casino.
We at Hard Rock do not view this as just another casino. Personally, I sat down with Chairman Korn and his legislative body. We want to create a destination that truly becomes something that is a must-see, not just here in Wisconsin, but obviously from the millions of people that live 7 miles across the border into Illinois.
Governor Walker said in a statement he expects to make a decision by Friday. Brianne Schasso, Wisconsin Public Radio News.